Hey everybody, it's Tanner Steves from Tanner Steves Podcasting. I have Joe Franz here. Hey Joe, how you doing?
Good, Tanner. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, not too bad. As you know, Novak's obviously had his issues and shit, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff coming up on like Twitter and Facebook, and a lot of people have been bugging me to ask you what's going on. Like, why is he doing this?
Well, what do you hear?
I spoke with Todd, and Todd's said Novak won't even go to his friends anymore because his friends won't give him money. So he's trying to go to like strangers and stuff and giving out his phone number and shit on Twitter.
Yeah, I heard that too. Isn't that a shame? You know, I think it's sad that people want to get in on any kind of fame and notoriety so bad that they're willing to give a drug addict who should be hitting rock bottom, but he's not because he has people to fall back on. And be there no mistake about it. If you send Brandon money, even though he says it's for food, even though he says it's for a place to live, he will spend it on drugs. And if you say, well, I will send you, I will book you a hotel room so you have a place to sleep, he will in turn trade that off for drug money. So you're not helping him. I know you think you're doing the right thing. I know you think that, you're going to help the drug addict and you're going to be the one who saves the day. You're not helping. And believe me, this is said out of love. So that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a lot of people, like even on Twitter and stuff, actually been saying yeah that they can give money and stuff. And I seen your comments on his one of his Facebook posts and saying not to do it. So I tried giving some people some heads up and stuff on what you were saying.
Yeah, and again, it's done out of love. I mean, it's not done because, I'm not angry with him. I'm upset with him because, I'm sitting here writing two of his books and he won't even return my calls because I won't give him drug money. It's sad. It's really, really sad. I hope he comes to his senses. I don't see that happening anytime soon. You
Right.
know, and I know a lot of people in Baltimore. Dude, I have friends everywhere, and I know what he's up to. I know where he goes. I know what he does.
Yeah. I'm gonna read off a few of his tweets here, his last ones.
Okay.
Yeah, on May 19th, he was like, I need help in a major way. May 20th, don't want to go into details, but if you're in Baltimore area and can chat, let me know. Thank you for listening. I know I know I fuck about more than I don't even know how I was talking about, but I sh May 20th again, I sh should, but I'm this is for real. And May 20th again, if you're in B-more, I'll follow you so I can DM you or just send me your num, not as a number. May 20th, which was his last tweet, I need a place to lay my head in B-more if anyone can help.
Yeah, and I know people who are, they're sending him money and they're paying for his hotel rooms. They're spending $100 a night so he doesn't have to get a job like everybody else in the world. That's the thing. He will not get a job. This guy's almost 40 years old. He doesn't want to work.
Yeah. Well, shit, I can imagine a lot of people actually wanting to hire him anyway. I mean, I'm not trying to be an asshole or anything, but
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he could pick up. I mean, look, he could be a guest bartender for a night and just serve beers, and pick up a check. I mean, he doesn't even have to know how to mix drinks. He can just
No.
serve people beers and tell them stories from Jackass and stuff.
Oh
Would
yeah.
enjoy that. So.
But yeah, no, what I'm trying to say is, people want to know that, he's come to his senses and, gotten clean and, he could have his whole life.
Well, what a lot of people don't understand about being a drug addict is A lot of it is the fact that you're a con artist. A lot of people have no idea what that means. You know, there's a reason he's called the dream seller. He can make the possible, the impossible seem possible with a slip of the tongue. You know, he's like a magician where the trick is being done in the hand you're not looking at. He's waving one hand in front of you and doing a trick in the other hand. He's a con artist. He will tell you whatever you want to hear in order to get drug resources from you, in order to create a scenario in which you are an enabler. And that not only goes for Novak, but it goes for – look, everybody – I always say this. Everybody has drug addicts in their lives, whether it's a child or a friend or a relative or a coworker. Everybody has someone in their life who has addiction and dependency problems. And what you cannot do is become an enabler towards that person. You can love them and you can support them, but financially is not the way. It just makes me really sad that there's, you know, these people out there, you know, a lot of them are really good hearted people who think they're doing something good and you're not. If you don't believe me, read Dream Seller.
Yeah. You know, I've learned a few things in life, you know, and that's, you gotta let the person fall. You know, that's actually the most supportive thing you can do. You gotta let them fall and, you know, hit rock bottom. And then they'll come to their senses at some point when they're ready.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think, look, at the rate he's going, rock bottom will be death for him. And he's died before. I mean, he's no stranger to death. He's OD'd probably a dozen times. He's died, you know, and he's been brought back. So who knows when rock bottom is going to hit for Brandon Novak. He's never learned anything else. He's almost 40. What else has he ever done? You know, the last real job he had was, you know, another thing about Brandon is he's resentful of people who expect him to be productive. You know, it was when he was given his first chance with Pal Peralta, when he was a kid, and he quit, I think, at the age of 16 or 17. I can't get a firm timeline on it. He can't remember dates worth of crap. So he was angry that they wanted to give him a shot to be a professional skater. They had his own skate deck they were working on. The graphics were being done. And, his manager at the time, Todd Hastings, took him aside and said, look, either we're going to give you one of two choices. Either check yourself into rehab, clean yourself up, come to demos and start being productive and skating again, or you quit the team. And something he worked so hard for his entire career, something that he had preyed upon. The only thing that he ever wanted was to be a professional skater. And in the blink of an eye, he said, well, I guess here's where I quit the team. Thank you very much. Hung up the phone. And, that was it. That was the last time he was productive as a skater. And, you know, that's part of the message of Dream Seller, too. In selling everyone else's dreams, he let his own dreams fall by the wayside and die. And, that's why it's a cautionary tale. Don't let this happen to you, and, you know, have the insight to recognize when it's happening to those who you love.
Exactly. But, I just wanted to say, you know, listen to everything Franz is saying, you know, read the book, Dream Seller, and, be ready for when the other ones come out. You know, you can learn a lot from them.
Yeah, and Brandon, if you're listening to this, man, Brandon, what are you doing? What are you doing? If you're doing it all over again, Brandon. I like, every time you have something good going for you, you reject it and throw it away. Please, Brandon, stop this. And I know you're going to listen to this because someone is going to text this to you or email you this interview, and you're going to look for a reason to be angry at me and be angry at everybody who wants the best for you. And your anger, it comes from a deep, sick place in you that you need to get rid of and you need to deal with, Brandon. So stop this. Please. That's it. That's all I got to say, Tanner.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.